I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Reliance Industries, headed by India's richest man Mukesh Ambani, has just snatched back the tag of the country's most valued company in terms of market capitalization. As of 1 p.m. yesterday, the MCAP of Reliance Industries stood at Rs 7.47 lakh crore, overtaking Tata Consultancy Services, becoming India's first 7.5 lakh crore company in stock market history. The IT bellwether had first replaced RIL as the most valued firm more than 5 years ago. And in the bargain, Ambani's net worth has also shot up since he holds a 44.5% stake in the company. According to Bloomberg data, he is now worth $45.9 billion, $1.6 billion richer in less than 3 weeks. Telecom regulator yesterday released new parameters for assessing call quality on the 4G network with a view to checking problems like voice mute faced by customers. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has decided to measure call quality on the 4G network in terms of data packets, a parameter different from benchmarks used for assessing call drops on 2G and 3G networks. The regulator has mandated telecom operators to ensure that not more than or equal to 2% of total data packets transmitted during uplink and downlink of calls should be lost so that customers get to experience better call quality. New norms would be applicable from October 1st. Twitter is working with academics to start measuring healthy conversations on its platform. The conversations will be judged on the basis of openness and civility, as it disclosed in a blog post. It is in process to develop a measurement framework. Partnering with outside experts who can provide thoughtful analysis, external perspective, and rigorous review is the best way to measure our work and stay accountable to those who use Twitter, it explained in its blog. Twitter and Facebook are currently facing a backlash over their impact on popular culture and politics. The government has sought approval of Parliament to inject Rs 980 crore in ailing national carrier Air India during the current financial year after attempts to find a buyer for its 76% stake in the airline failed to take off. The government has sought funds for infusion of equity in Air India under its turnaround plan, a statement tabled in the Lok Sabha said. The government last month was forced to shelve its plan to sell a majority stake in the beleaguered airline due to lack of interest from bidders in the latest setback in its efforts to rescue the loss-making carrier that has been kept afloat for years using taxpayer funds. Unique Identification Authority of India, or UIDAI, has issued an advisory asking people to refrain from posting their Aadhaar numbers on the internet or social media sites and posing challenges to others. Indiscriminate and unwanted publication of any personally sensitive information, whether Aadhaar or any other, may render the person concerned vulnerable and therefore should be avoided, cautioned UIDAI. The UIDAI advisory comes 2 days after TRAI Chairman R.S. Sharma courted controversy for posting his Aadhaar number on Twitter as a challenge. Moving on, ahead of the closing arguments in his extradition trial, embattled tycoon Vijay Mallya on Tuesday said that he was not guilty and that the question of money laundering was completely false. Meanwhile, the Westminster Court asked the Indian authorities to submit a video of Mumbai's Arthur Road jail and extended Mallya's bail till September 12. Vijay Mallya is fighting extradition to India on the charges of fraud and money laundering amounting to around Rs 9,000 crore. If extradited, he could be kept in the Arthur Road jail. However, the Defence Council has cited poor conditions of the Indian jails as a reason for not to extradite Mallya. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.